Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. What?
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buoboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you, O God. We magnify you, O God. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We just bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You watch over us as we slept through the night. You woke us up this morning by your grace, not about what we did or we're doing, but only by your grace. So, Lord, we do not take that for granted. Thank you for one more day to live in your presence, one more day to do what you have called us to do. Oh, we bless your name. We honor you, Almighty God. We bow down before you. Holy, holy is the Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. We bless your name. Father, we thank you for our children. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our spouses. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for siblings, nieces, nephews. Dear Lord, we bless your name. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors of divine opportunities to do your will, to fulfill our purpose and destiny. We thank you, Lord. We surrender completely and totally to you. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of the things that we've done that did not bring, or things that we are doing. Have mercy, O God. Holy Spirit, help us. We need you to guide us. We need you to help us in our walk with Christ. We are dependent upon you, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us. We surrender to the ministry of the Holy Ghost. We surrender to the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Move in this service. Oh, move in our homes. Move in our situations. Move in the lives of our children. Holy Spirit, move in the lives of our grandkids. Move in the lives of our spouses. Oh, Holy Ghost, move in every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, perfect all that concerns us. Holy Spirit, lead us. Hallelujah. Guide us. Spirit of the living God, to take everything in us that do not bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. Uproot those things in our lives and hindrances to our purpose and destiny. Holy Spirit, teach us to love as Christ loved. Teach us to do your will. Holy Spirit, teach us to forgive as Christ forgave us. Holy Spirit, help us. Open our hearts and minds. Give us understanding. Give us revelation of understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, we hunger and thirst after righteousness. Your word says they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Father, help us, fill us up, burn everything in us that is not holy. Uproot those things and fill us up, Holy Ghost. Let your glory settle upon each and every one of us. Let your glory settle in our homes. Let your glory settle upon our children. Let your glory settle on us, O God, upon our spouses. Let your glory settle here this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, cleanse everything in this service that is not of you. Burn up the living God, burn everything that is not of you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let your glory fall upon us. Let us walk in your glory, live in your glory, do what will bring glory and honor to your name, Father God, and do it from a point of a pure heart, O God. Let the mind of Christ be in us in the name of Jesus. Turn things around, O God, to our favor in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. Take away the reprobate minds, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, go into the hearts, our hearts, O God, and let us see what you see, O God, in the name of Jesus, and help us as we see what you see. Help us to come into repentance in the name of Jesus. It is your desire for all of us to be saved and redeemed. So we surrender to you. Have your way. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Oh, Father, we know our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory, the blood of Jesus, into our atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus into our homes to cleanse, to purify. Father, you said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see your face. So, Father God, you are holy, you are worthy, you are righteous, you are glorious, you are faithful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us in our walk with you. Oh, Father God, sanctify us in your word and the truth. Help us, O God. Lord, to come together in unity and oneness in Christ. Help us to be our brothers and our sisters' keepers, O God. Help us to have more love and compassion, Lord, for others in the name of Jesus. Take away the spirit of selfishness and haughtiness, O God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. So, Father, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, let this altar of prayers right now on this radio block, O God, be washed in the blood, purified by the fire of the Holy Ghost. So, Father, when we come together, you can hear us and answer us in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we bless you. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandbabies in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our siblings and nieces and nephews and all those that are connected to us in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren and spouses, O God. Everyone under the sound of our voice, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we need you every second. We need you every day, every hour. And so, Spirit of the living God, once again, we surrender to you. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown that have come against God's plans and purpose for our lives. We destroy every work of darkness in the name of Jesus, not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, Father God, we have no power of our own. We look unto you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, O God, our strength. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong. We are totally, completely depending on you. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you for the ministry of the holy angels. O God, that you send your holy angels to lead us and guide us and do your biddings in our lives. O Father God, we thank you this morning for a fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Pour your fresh oil, pour your fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. We need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit is set upon us as a dove and lightning. Lead us into the paths of truth and righteousness. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done and he's doing in our lives, my soul cries, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Father, it is your desire for all of us to be saved. And so, Father God, it's not just your desire for us to leave this world and go to hell. No, 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 no. It is not your desire. So, Father God, take away our stubborn heart. Take away our stony hearts and give us your heart of flesh. Oh God, bless you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Take away the reproach. Take mind. Take away the reprobate mind. Take away the reprobate mind. Who the Lord loves, he chastises. And so, Lord, we thank you for it. Will you stop us, oh God, so that we cannot go to hell eternally. We thank you because you love the world. You love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son. I pray, Lord, that your children will receive a revelation of this message, O God, and your word. I pray, Lord, that you will soften the heart so that we can receive and do what is right in your sight. Forgive us for negative habits that we have, O God. Negative behaviors, O God. Forgive us and help us. We are weak, but you are strong. So, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. And we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Lord, I surrender totally to you. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Please turn your Bibles with me. Good morning to those that just joining us. Please turn your Bibles to the book of John, John 20:21. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking this morning again. When God speaks the first with a warning and comes with the second time with the warning, I pray that whoever he's talking to will heed, that we will listen and heed to his voice. Hallelujah. He said that there are people that have reprobate minds. That means when you have a reprobate mind, everything you think you do, your mind is stubborn. It is, even when you see good, you say evil. Evil, you say good, because your mind is messed up. I pray that the power of the Holy Ghost rests on every reprobate mind, O God, that we will confess our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do not be stubborn. This is the second time. Do not be stubborn. Listen to what the Lord is speaking, and do not be stubborn. Because there is a reprobate mind, and the mind, the person is so stubborn, they will never, ever want to admit when they're wrong for doing things. But God says he sees your heart, he sees your intention, he sees your motive. Before we go into the word, I'm going to tell you what the Spirit of the Lord says. He sees your heart. He sees your intention. He sees your motive. And the Lord said to tell you this, and I think I repeated that several times during the day yesterday. The Lord said when Cain was about to kill Abel, he came down from heaven and warned Cain that sin was lying at his door. The Lord says to tell you he knows everything. So whoever it is, I do call, just pray to the Lord. Lord, pray to the Lord to move in your heart and show you, show me. Lord, show me myself. That's a prayer. Let God show you. And come into repentance. Tomorrow is never promised. So don't let it go. Amen. In Jesus' name. This is the second time. Reprobate. Let's go to John 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee. Hallelujah. Simon Peter said unto him, I go fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. He went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, thank you, Jesus. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. And he said, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and none they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fishers, called unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, he saw a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring up the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. There were so many, yet the net were not broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of them durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. The first time we talk about the meat, the word of God. About the meat, the second time we did this, we talk about relationship. Relationship we talk about. And today is the third time we're talking about this topic. Hallelujah. And Jesus took me to verse 4. The Holy Ghost is taking me to verse 4. But when the morning must now come. But when the morning must now come. Hallelujah. There are 7 disciples together. I want you to look at the parallel, 7 of them together. And these 7 includes the ones that was closest to Jesus, James, Peter, and John. And you see, John is there, who is the closest to Jesus of all the disciples, all of them together. It's the thing, when things happen in our lives, we have a tendency, which is good, when we all to come together, when you're going through similar situations. That's why you have so many different groups, especially in this country. They got groups for divorces. They got groups if everybody suffers, if somebody have, you know, suffering from cancer. They got a group of people, that, you know, different clubs, even health clubs, different groups. And whether they're good or bad, but they come together, they all are experiencing something that might be, there are individual differences, but it's basically the same. So they come together. There's something about a group coming together, like-minded people who's going through stuff, coming together in a group. And when you see the disciples who Jesus walked with, they even though this is the third time they're saying Jesus, but They had seen him one the first time and the second time. But yet and still, you can tell that they're still going through their different emotions and do not know what to do. And so Peter said, well, I'm going to fish. And they all said, okay, we will come with you. Like, well, we may as well just be together. There's nothing to do. Our master is gone. And they're at that point of loneliness and looking for directions. Hallelujah. Especially every time there's a death, there's a shifting. Every time there's a divorce, there's a shifting. Right now, we look at the people in Ukraine and even the families in Russia who's losing their sons to the war. And you look at the people of Ukraine, that there's a shifting. Their lives have shifted. We all should know about shifting. When things happened in Liberia in 1980, there was a major shift. The war, another major shift. There's a shifting because life is not the same as usual. There's a shifting when you lost your children into death. There's shifting. You lost marriage, divorces, shifting. Your children go off to college. No, the kids are not in the home. Shifting. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's a medical shifting because of different things you're going through, what you used to do before. You cannot, even if you try. You have diabetes. You cannot eat the same food. There's a shifting. Hallelujah. So this shifting comes when something happens. And it's a shifting because it's not business as usual. And when there's a shifting, your mindset, we have to flow. And God made us like that, to flow, to be, to get adjusted to these different shifting, believe it or not. He made us like that, and he gives us the grace to go through a shifting. Daniel was one of the best prophets in the book of Daniel. The king favored him. But look what happened when he had to go into the lion's den. There was a shifting. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the furnace of fire, there was a shifting. When we do not obey the Almighty God, there is a shifting. That's the time you do not feel his presence. He's not there because we're obedient. So there's a shifting. Hallelujah. There's a shifting when your job changes. There's a shifting when the United States presidents change, shifting presidents of nations change. There's a shifting. This morning we are talking about a spiritual shifting. Everything happens in the spirit realm. From that spiritual realm, the shifting, it went into the emotional and the physical. The physical is usually the last place. Everything starts in the spirit. That's why the word of God has to be rooted and grounded in our spirit. Hallelujah. There's a shifting. When you move from one house to another house, shifting, jobs shifting. Oh, Apostle, yes, every one of us been through so many shiftings in our lives. But this shifting we're talking about right now with the disciples is a spiritual shifting. is a spirit of shifting and they do not know what to do. So they're coming together, probably coming together and not even saying much of what's going on within each of them. Hallelujah. Sometimes when there's a shifting, you can't even say anything, you just did. Hallelujah. And we've all things in our lives that we have to shift. The problem is when the shifting occurs spiritually, we don't want to move according to that shifting. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are very rebellious and we do everything because we all love to be comfortable. I'm here to tell you this. Weeping endure in the night, for joy comes in the morning. The Bible says, now when morning came, now when morning came, now when morning came. Morning is that light. Jesus Christ, the bright and morning star, that means you've been in that storm too long and he has said, peace, be still. What am I saying? That the morning time. No, the morning time. And I want you to take it literally. Now, the morning time. If you haven't been through a lot, it's fine. But those who've been through, those of us who have been through a whole lot, been in the night, going through things in the night hours. I'm talking about spiritual night hours, hardship, disappointment. You just moving. And there's you just going by the flow, and there really you in a lot of pain and hurt, but you just moving. The Bible says, I want you to listen. I will soon be finished. We're mourning now, first of all, but when the morning was now come, I want you to tap into that. Now, when the morning was now come. So when they said when the morning, the verse said, Jesus, right after the morning come, who do you see? Jesus. Hallelujah. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, but thou art with me. My rod and my staff, they comfort me, that prepares a table, that right after that, there's a morning time. God prepares a table in the presence of who David's enemy. David has gone through the valley. There are many of us that there's now the morning came. You're not in this morning, this new season by yourself. See, the disciples are together. You're in this season together. There, I'm saying to those who are part of this ministry, those who are supportive of this ministry, I want you to know when morning came, you got to tap into that. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 143, verse 8, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. Let your morning bring me word of your unfailing love. For I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go. For to you I entrust my life. Please write that scripture. Lord, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. And you see that right on the shore, Jesus is there. Hallelujah. Lamentations 3:22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Now when morning comes, it's your morning, morning, morning. Great is your faithfulness. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. Psalm 5, verse 3. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Rejoicing. It's morning time. I wait for the Lord more than the watchman wait for the morning. More than the watchman wait for the morning. I wait on the Lord. I wait for the Lord. What are you waiting? The morning, 1:30, verse 6. Hallelujah. Job 38, verse 12. Have you ever given orders so the morning assumes the dawn is fixed. Who gives orders to the morning? It's Almighty God, hallelujah. So the morning works in your favor. The morning is a time. The morning is a season. Hallelujah. And the morning can go into multiple seasons. Sometimes you've been in that dark area of your life so long, but I'm here to tell you it's morning time. It's morning time. Rejoice. The Lord has released divine instructions concerning your life. It's morning time. Psalm 90, verse 14, says, satisfy us in the morning. Hallelujah. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love. Oh, God, satisfy us this morning with your unfailing love. Satisfy us in the morning. This morning, oh, God, with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. It has shifted. Hallelujah. It's morning time. Hallelujah. Satisfaction is yours. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, verse 11. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. It's morning time. The angels are right here to do the will of God concerning your life, your destiny. It is morning time. Morning, it is the light. Hallelujah. It is the morning time. It is the morning time. It is the morning time. Hallelujah. Oh, Psalm 59, verse 16. But I will sing of your strength. Hallelujah. In the morning, I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress. My refuge is times of its morning time. So, Lord, I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in the times of trouble. Psalm 59, verse 16. Isaiah 54:5. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, whips my ear to listen like one being instructed. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. Hallelujah. The morning he wakens you up. Hallelujah. Morning by morning. So, Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm. Then do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Why? It is morning. I gave you Psalm 23 in the beginning. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, we present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ. My brothers and sisters, it's morning time. It's morning time. Receive that overflow of the anointing for the morning. There's an anointing when you go through the dark season, and there's an anointing then when the morning comes. The morning for me in the physical is the best time of the day for me, my strength. Hallelujah. I can do so much in the morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word. I pray that we receive your word with understanding and revelation. That it's not more, we're not just standing alone. You are right here with us. You right went with us through the storm, and you're here with us in the morning. Hallelujah. I pray you get that revelation. He's here, and you can see what's happened after he's there. Toiling all night, caught no fish. It's morning time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's morning time. It is morning time. Jesus. We bless your name. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. It is morning time. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
great to see.